B-Pod Studios.
Time to get up.
It's time to wake up now.
I can't wake up.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, I get it. It's been a long week, a long, dark week.
Hey, it's Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
You better buckle in, because the party is just getting started.
Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Have a great weekend.
It's showtime.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, it's Friday. Welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and My. How about that? The Bruins mighty tough last night, huh?
Boy, oh boy. Everybody was bashing Tuukka Rask 3 weeks ago.
I know. Yeah.
Go now he owns the world.
Okay. Emails already coming in here this morning. Let me see here. You're Lana Wally. I have a friend in Raleigh. We've been sparring back and forth over the past couple of weeks. The Bruins and the Hurricanes. I sent him this limerick this morning that I just wrote. Is everybody ready for the limerick
here?
Oh,
I love a limerick first thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning. They think they play hockey in Raleigh, but the Hurricanes are really a folly. They ran into the Bruins who left them in ruins, and now they're not feeling so jolly. Okay,
well,
thank you.
That's pretty good.
Glenn from Acton. Glenn, thank you very much.
Thanks, Glenn.
How was everybody this morning?
I think I have allergies. Coughing and choking, and so sorry about the news, everybody. But it's going to be a hack
that's
fest.
Okay. Very good.
You know what are you going to do? I feel bad. I don't know how Maria Stefanos does it every night, not messing up her words.
As my mother would say, are you coughing up phlegm?
Oh my God, no! Wow. But like, my eyes are watering, and I have like a dry cough.
So you're not mucusy.
Hank, gross. It's like 5:30.
Well, I'm just concerned with your health.
Okay.
I can tell. If you want to make me throw up, continue.
Things we got coming up on the show today. Where are we going to go with the Dirty Laundry Report?
Well, Hank is interested in this story, too. See what is happening to me? Sarah Jessica Parker took to her Insta yesterday to squash rumors that she and Matthew Broderick are having tough times in their marriage. And she posted this email that the Inquirer sent her. It's fabulous. I love it when celebrities give an inside,
behind
peek
the curtain, yes,
into what their life is like.
And she's in London, so if anybody has British Air miles, call me.
Is she in London or is he? That's the thing. Oh. I think he's in London and she's not.
I'll still go to London. I'll find him.
Okay, comedy time today. We got the funny man, Tim Dillon's going to be with us a little after 8 o'clock this morning. Make your plans to join us for that. The Ultimate Bad Basketball Mom report coming up for this morning. Yeah, let me see. Where do you eat? What? Family dinner.
I saw this and I felt better, but also bad. Because I feel like I am one of these people who does what this survey says about eating dinner. Yeah. That we can discuss.
They say when we were growing up, almost everybody ate around, the table every night, okay?
We try.
Yeah.
I had a friend growing up. She ate her dinner in a TV tray in front of the TV.
Every night?
I was like, what is this craziness? Fast forward 25 years.
This weekend, the Game of Thrones finale. You're not going to believe how many people they have already predicted will call in sick to work on Monday. Miss work on
Monday. It's not even on that long.
Nah,
it's an hour and a half.
It's on at like 9.
Yeah
really. Figure. Okay, so we got that coming up for you this morning. And Winograd in 60 seconds.
You were adding up the money. I could tell.
Okay.
I could see.
Winograd in 60 seconds is coming up next right here at WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
There's major drama in the life of Hank Morris this morning.
Food has caused me a lot of problems in my lifetime. I just can't stop eating it. Because it's really good.
Yeah.
Especially chocolate and M&M's. I love M&M's.
No trouble at home, huh?
Glass of milk, some M&M's.
Yep.
Bruins game, what's better than that?
Unbelievable.
Not much. I got 4 more games to go, too, anyway. So my wife likes M&M's, but she's much better. She's lost some weight, and she's much better at, setting portions aside and eating a little bit at a time, which I can't do because I binge. I'm a binger. It's a good thing I don't drink. But anyway, so right after Easter, which was, a month ago, she bought some Easter candy, and she put it in a Tupperware container and apparently hid it from me. And she put it
up. Well.
There's a cabinet above the fridge.
You have to start hiding it.
And she's got the spice rack up there, so she put it behind the spice rack.
This is
wow. Okay. That's deep.
Do you have to get up on a stool or something to get to that?
Oh, yeah. We have a one-step stool and then a two-stepper. The two-stepper you need to get way in the back, and so I didn't see anything in the front. with the one stepper, so I get up on the high stool.
I see, yeah.
And I looked in the back, and I found this rectangular.
So you were hunting?
Yes.
I was looking for something munchy.
Yeah.
You were really
because
you were going.
My daughter Abby now, who used to like that as a health nut.
Yeah.
My wife's lost some weight on Weight Watchers.
So you've got to search for this stuff.
And Harv can't reach that stuff. He's only 19 months old.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm searching for something because I kind of know some of her hiding places.
Aha.
So after I looked under the mattress and through her dresser and, you know, down in the basement. In the
find anything good on your searches?
Down there, I can't tell you. I opened up this container, this Tupperware container, and there were two bags of M&Ms and a huge thing of those chocolate eggs.
Really?
They were left over from Easter. I'm thinking, Easter's a month ago. She forgot all about this stuff.
Right.
This is great. So I started like Wednesday. I hit up one bag of M&Ms. I split it Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
No, Tuesday, Wednesday, because yesterday was Thursday.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
About 7, I start thinking, yeah, I'd like some of those M&Ms. I go up and I get another bag of M&Ms. So I squirrel them away. I go upstairs. I got to go clean my room upstairs a little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
My side of the room.
Yeah.
So I'm woofing back the M&Ms. I go back downstairs. I sit down. All of a sudden, I see her grab the stool.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, uh-oh. God, I hope she's looking for a bag of that King Arthur's flour. Maybe she's going to bake something for the weekend. Well, she wasn't looking for the flour. She was looking for the M&Ms. And that's when all hell broke loose.
Really?
Because she opened up the container. The look on her face. Because not only had I finished the two bags of M&Ms, they were gone, disappeared. But that third bag of chocolate eggs had been opened too.
Okay.
But I only ate a quarter of those. Oh,
well, that's good.
Because I was on the verge of vomiting after I got through the two bags. So anyway, she went absolutely ballistic on me. I wanted to make chocolate chip M&M cookies. I go, fine, I'll run down to Rite Aid. It's 300 yards away from the house.
Yeah.
I wanted the spring colors, the pastels from Easter. I can't believe you ate all my... I said, Easter was a month ago. I thought you forgot. Don't you think it would be fair game?
Well, no. I think Pam... I never blame Pam, but she's a little at fault here. Although...
Thank you.
She did go to extreme lengths
to
hide those from you. But it's like having a dog. Like, we had a dog, Norman, and if you left anything on the table or even close to the vicinity, you know it's going to get eaten. So you're like Norman. And so it's essentially our fault if we leave stuff out, and it's Pam's fault.
And it wasn't marked.
Yes. Yeah. So what I would suggest is, in addition to going to great lengths to hide this food from you, she needs to put on the food, Hank, don't eat this. I'm saving it to bake cookies, and I need the spring colors.
Right. A lot of people, we have a lot of Sharpies, and people write on, you know, containers with Sharpies. That's why you have them in your house.
I'll bet.
You've never done that?
Yes, I've done it, but I feel like I've done it like more for like, I got this on Tuesday. Please, Dave, don't eat this on Saturday. You're going to
die. You really think you need to mark it?
I think it's funny that you think it's fair game. I think fair game would be like if it's in a candy bowl out on the table.
The table, yeah.
No.
That seems like fair game.
If you have to climb two steps up, go over the stuff in the back of the cabinet and get it.
He lives there, though. I'm going to say.
I live there.
He lives there.
Here's the worst part. It was about 7:15.
Yeah.
She looks and she points right at me. You're going to replace those right now. And I said, yeah, but I'm going up to Louis to watch the game at 8 o'clock.
Oh, good answer.
After you find my M&Ms.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you find it?
I went to Rite Aid. I went to Super Stop and Shop. I went to two CVSs. I bought all the M&Ms I could find, but I couldn't find the pastel ones.
Oh, my God.
Until I went to Louis' house.
And?
Really?
He had a leftover bag.
Guess you haven't been to his house in a while.
Yeah, that's right. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
I did buy her a nice Easter card, though. They're on sale.
Very thoughtful of you. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program to report on one of those parents. Just one of those parents. We all know one of those parents. Brian, you're pretty much right in the middle of being a sport parent right now. You know, Sam's playing everything. And
I may have seen children get heckled. You know, that happens occasionally.
Could happen. Here's one of the best ones. This story came out of Rockland, California. A woman sitting right on the court, basketball game, and she's coaching a girls' basketball league. You know, little girls. And they caught her on video, sticking her foot out to trip one of the opposing players as the opposing player's coming up the court the other way, see?
Oh, my God.
So, you know, she's one of those. She was actually overheard telling her kids to elbow the other players in the face. Officials have now put in a request for her to be permanently banned from all tournaments. And I'm thinking, okay.
That's a good move.
Yeah, very good move. You understand, because Lucy's playing a little bit of basketball now.
She's playing a little bit of basketball. I haven't tripped anybody yet. She's on a track now, so that, I mean, I don't understand parents who get this involved in sports. It's fun. Let's be honest. Your kid is not going to go, most likely not going to go to college on a scholarship because they're really good at soccer or basketball. And, I understand as a parent the need to, like, you really want the kids to win.
Angst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that, too.
I mean, really? Sticking your foot out and then telling kids to elbow somebody in the face? I mean, I don't know. Although, I've gotten a little heated at a couple of basketball games at the high school and I think it's because I'm sitting next to people who get heated and it's kind of fun.
It's contagious.
Yeah, really. Yeah, like, they just yell at the ref, though. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's how a mob starts.
Yeah.
Precisely.
You know what's funny? The people, the loudest mouths are the ones that have never done it before.
You know, you're probably right about that, eh?
Because if you're out at, like, no kid ever comes home and goes, Mom, I went 4 for 5 today. What did you do different to get 4 hits? Well, the coach was yelling at me. He said, that never happens.
Never happens. Never happens.
You know? It just never happens. The kid feels awful.
Okay. Well, the Bruins got 4 for 4 last night.
Oh, my God. For the third time in 9 seasons, the Bruins playing for Lord Stanley's Cup. They swept the Hurricanes 4-0 with a fitting 4-0 win in Raleigh last night. Patrice Bergeron, 2 goals and an assist. Pasta, a goal and an assist. And Marchand had 1 of each. As for Tuukka, stopped all 24 shots he faced. I've never seen anything like it. Bees will face either San Jose or St. Louis for the Cup. Sharks lead that series 2-1. NHL hasn't set the schedule for the Cup final, but the Bruins potentially face 9-10 days off. Bruins GM Don Sweeney, a finalist for GM of the Year. Want to see the highlights from last night's game? Go to WROR.com.
Every time you mention pasta, I think of Vanderpump Rules. It's not about the pasta.
Not about the pasta.
It was last night. Had that nice goal. Red Sox off yesterday. Houston in town tonight. The Revs play in Montreal tomorrow. Brooks Koepka, 1-shot lead at the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black Course. Tiger, 9 shots back. He didn't look good.
Had a tough day.
And the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico tomorrow in Baltimore. Improbable, the 5-2 favorite. My favorite, Bourbon War, 12-1. That's because my buddy Mark Sullivan from Medford, he's part of that ownership group. And post time is 6:48. Sports is brought to you by Subway.
And more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I got to be honest with you, when LBF first decided to join this running club, I didn't think she'd last more than 2 weeks. But I'm really proud and very happy for you. She's making progress here.
Lord, wow. I'm proud of you.
Well,
I never thought I'd see the day.
I didn't really.
No, really. I mean, none of us did.
So, me running, you being proud of me. Anyway, so week 4 of my run club, the Charles River Running Club in Norwood. So this week, we learned about, like, how to perfect your run, like your stance mm-hmm. And one thing I learned about was cadence. Now, this guy from New Balance came and talked about all these things.
You needed some expert. I was telling you about this.
I didn't believe you. It took a very lean, handsome man from New Balance to tell me all about it. By the way, I now know why people run, because people who run are kind of cute and fit.
Wow.
I was like, ooh, New Balance. Nice. Anyway, so I digress. So he was talking about cadence. Now, cadence is important because you risk injury if your cadence is slow. Now, for elite runners, cadence, which is like beats per minute,
right,
is about 180. Now, for regular runners,
180 beats per minute?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's how every time your foot strikes the ground. So you really want to get up to about 160. My cadence is 140. I blame it on Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
So I found out that what you're supposed to do, especially if you are you're supposed to listen to music that the cadence is about 160 beats per minute. Now, Ships by Barry Manilow.
Your my go-to, perfect running song.
I love that song, and it's so great to run to.
You ran to Ships?
Yeah, do you hear it? It's good. So the cadence of this song doesn't help you.
He even says that he's walking in this song.
Seriously. This is like the slow motion scene.
You couldn't walk to this.
Running on the beach in slow motion.
You would catch your toe on the sidewalk.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But we found an app.
Like when I was running, because I don't anymore, but there were like apps that you could get that could make the music you listen to the right beats per minute, or just you could set the beats per minute that you wanted.
Okay.
So maybe if you ran to this version of Barry Manilow.
Okay, we run this through the app, see what it sounds like. We walk to the
sea, just my friend. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's much better, because the thing is this is important. Yeah. I don't want to listen to like other songs. I want to listen to Barry Manilow. I want to listen to Dear Evan Hansen. I want to listen to things like that. I like slow music. It's calming. I don't want people Jay-Z yelling at me.
You'd be watching with Irish Spring after listening to that version.
You ever watch in the movies and you see in the military, they're running and the guy's going, hey,
that's
maybe
the I'll start doing that.
Maybe you need Doo-Wah Diddy.
Maybe I need a soldier.
Oh, God.
Maybe we need the right music.
Okay.
What is a good, what do you need to run to? Okay. Good morning, ROR.
Again, Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. Nice, upbeat, great woman song. I used to start all my road races that way.
Okay, that's good, a good one.
Okay. Got it.
I have it on my phone.
All right, see? And also, I Am the Warrior.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's good. Okay, thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so what do you got in mind? What do you think? Good tune.
So I think any KZ and the Sunshine Band song is perfect. I'm the distance coach at Ipswich, and that's what I have all my runners when they're feeling like they don't want to go out on a run. I tell them to put Casey and the Sunshine Band on, and it makes a difference.
Are you a running coach?
I am. I'm the distance coach at Ipswich High.
Okay.
Excellent. So you actually know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make the kids run to like Rockport and back?
No, not that far. But no, we run all over the place. I coach cross country, and then I coach the distance runners in the winter and the spring.
I'll try it. Fantastic. You're a pro. Hey, I'll take your advice.
Thanks for the professional tip.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is just wrapping up his annual physical with Doc Sider when we hear...
Well, Ephus, judging on your physical, I'd say you're in pretty good shape for a man your age.
Well, that's great, Doc, but tell me, do you think I'll live to be 90 like my grandfather?
Well, that all depends.
On what?
Well, you drink lots of beer?
No.
Hard liquor?
No.
Smoke tobacco?
Never.
Chew tobacco?
Uh-uh.
Eat fried steak?
Nope.
Pork barbecue ribs?
No.
Deep fried pork?
No, sir.
Party past midnight?
Never.
Drive fast cars?
Nope.
Race motorcycles?
Uh-uh.
Have wild sex with pretty young dancing girls?
No, sir.
Sheep?
Nope.
Goats?
Nope.
Various and sundry barnyard animals?
Never.
And then just one more question.
What's that?
Why in the hell would you even want to live tonight?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
A lot of people are under pressure because they're still trying to catch up for Game of Thrones, which the season finale is coming up this Sunday night. Did you see how many people are expecting to miss work on Monday simply because they're going to be watching Game of Thrones?
That's inexcusable because it's on at 9 o'clock.
And I know.
You know what? It's not like a game that can go into overtime.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah. I'd just be like, you're fired.
Is it the anger? Why are so many people, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but why are so many people so angry about
I think that they just don't like where the story is going. Well, I saw a meme about it. Reminds me of that scene in A Princess Bride where the little kid's like, well, I don't like where this is going.
Yeah.
And the grandfather's like, you're taking this a little too seriously. Should we stop?
Yeah, that's why you just finished watching everything right
I
up
took
to
it upon myself, right after we started talking about the beginning of the final season, and I was like, you know what? It's been 8 years. I haven't seen it. I'm going to do it. So I am all caught up. I have watched all 8 seasons now of Game of Thrones within the last 4.5 weeks.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
And... what people are upset about, basically, is the series kind of outpaced the books.
Yes.
So the last two seasons were kind of done by the TV guys.
Yeah.
Not the writers. Original. And you can of see there's less character development. It's more, you know.
It's more TV.
Guts and dragons and CGI and... Not enough boobs in the final season, I thought.
I heard there's same a petition. Thing. There's a petition that's actually got a lot of signatures.
Almost 800,000 signatures.
Remake Game of Thrones season 8 with competent writers.
Okay, maybe it would come.
No. Yeah, well, it's funny because this is what I figured out. Because there have been series where I have, like, become really invested. By watching it all so fast.
Yeah.
And not having, like when I watched The Wire, for instance. I watched that week to week, and every week we'd be riveted, and then we'd talk about that episode for a week. Like, my wife and I would talk about it and be like, wow, what do you think this meant? What do you think this meant?
It's like a long-term relationship versus a one-night stand.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it. So, like, I didn't really get that.
An excellent way to put it,
deep meaning with the show, but I've seen them all.
Yes, exactly. So you're like, I get it, but I see it. It's okay, but it's have that relationship.
Yeah.
Well, these people have an 8-year relationship with this.
Well, anyway, they're not happy about it. And so that's pretty, I don't know. I know that last night, too, a lot of people are upset after 12 seasons, Big Bang Theory is donezo, and I can't say anything because it's only a day, and what if you didn't see it? No spoiler alert, but apparently CNN says it was a really good wrap-up.
So, I mean, Monday, if you didn't stay up to see the Game of Thrones series finale, Monday, like, spoiler alerts, they're coming.
You have to do it.
That I think... People are watching in real time.
Yes, they are, for sure. Yeah. If you don't watch it, and by Monday morning, you cannot be mad at your coworkers for spilling the beans. So.
Okay.
Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones.
Dragons, dragons, white walkers, and the sound of swords.
Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones,
Breasts. Breasts, Tyrions, drunk and Dothraki whores.
I get this whole song now.
Oh, good for you. I have no idea what they're talking about.
Bastards, battles, castles, and a helping of incest.
Game of Thrones.
A three-eyed raven, a night king, and of course more breasts.
Game of Thrones.
Cersei, Sansa, Danny, Jon Snow, who will win remains unknown.
Game of Thrones.
It took forever, but it's here, the final season of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess you don't even have to watch it now. That summed up the whole thing,
right? It should be Dracarys, let me tell you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, we got Sarah Jessica Parker puts the National Enquirer on blast. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy is my hero. What you should watch on Netflix this weekend. But first, let's discuss what A-Rod likes to do with the blinds open. This is brought to you by Subway.
Whoa. Well, what does he like
A-Rod
to do
lives in a $17 million apartment, I guess you'd call it, palace on Park Avenue in New York City with J-Lo. It's across the street from a hedge fund. And... there's a rogue photo going around. We found it, by the way, with A-Rod sitting on the loo, shot through the window of his luxury New York City pad.
Talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
He likes to linger in his lav without closing the blinds, and he was caught with his pants down by a photographer who has a clear view of this every day. It shows him. I mean, the window is huge, you guys. Like, it's not just like window. It's not like going
just
a window
a
like
shade
a
down.
Two,
no.
two yeah. over two. This is like this is a picture window that's like the Prue.
Who builds who builds a bathroom with a picture window in it?
So, well, it's New York.
I mean, it is New York,
giant
but like
high rise building.
It's and he has four other bathrooms in this palace and he that don't face the street.
Oh, he's doing it on purpose.
Okay, wait.
Absolutely.
Wait, this might be
he's got a condo
thing.
In New York. It's a and he's got five bathrooms in a place?
Four or five.
Wow. I bet it's nice to just sit there and enjoy the view.
enjoying the view. He was in a blue shirt, his trousers down, texting on his phone, and luxuriating in the white marbled bathroom.
Oh, he was luxuriating.
There's
thank
a crisp
God.
White bathrobe.
Not going to believe what I thought he was
a
doing.
With an A on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's got four and a half baths.
Four and a half baths. Okay.
So they think that maybe somebody from the hedge fund across, there are a couple of hedge funds, and now he's suing, or at least he's trying
well,
to do it.
I'm guessing J-Lo closes the blinds.
I'd imagine so, otherwise.
We wouldn't be talking about this.
Maybe she uses
the hedge funds
the
that have offices across the street, by the way, or Telus Capital Partners, JMP Securities, and Phil Falcone's Harbinger Group.
Oh, okay. That must
Phil Falcone.
Hey,
no.
Phil.
Nice
hey.
To know there's a successful Falcone in the family.
I wonder if there's a Bernie and Phil Falcone.
Bernie, maybe so.
Anyway, so that's what hey, A-Rod Phil. Likes to do. Next up, Sarah Jessica Parker
yes.
puts the Enquirer on blast. Mm. She put on her Instagram yesterday a letter from the National Enquirer to her publicist saying, reports Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick were caught on camera in a public screaming match. Blah, blah, blah. Kindly provide a comment by 10 a.m. tomorrow, Wednesday. So then she just said, just like clockwork, over a decade of the same untrue, disgraceful nonsense, as usual, days ahead of our anniversary on May 19th. Blah, blah, blah. There was no screaming match. And my children and I are enormously proud of Matthew and the work he does. And after much thought, I've decided to share a typical letter of inquiry from these people as if the truth or response or any comments from me or my publicist has any bearing on what they threatened to report. Hey, National Enquirer and your sister publications, why not celebrate a marriage of 22 years and a relationship of 27 years? Because despite your endless harassment and wasted ink, we are nearing three decades of love, commitment, respect, family, and home. There's your scoop from
Yeah, she sounds
source.
Unhappy to me.
She yep. does not. Oh, she does not.
She's yearning for you, Hank.
617-947-9316. Call
oh
me.
Call Hank today.
Okay. Wow. So all of us celebrities weighed in. You know, I like to read the comments. Like Gwyneth Paltrow's like, brilliant. This is great. Jessica Alba's like, amen. Okay. Here's my favorite story. You know how Kelly Ripa blasted The Bachelor and The Bachelorette?
Yes.
Well, and then Mike Fleiss, who created The Bachelorette, said, you know, we pay your salary. He tweeted that. Yeah. Well, Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy, also East Boston, right? Is she from East Boston?
Everett.
East Boston. She went on Twitter and she blasted him because it was kind of a really rude thing to do. And she said, okay, Fleissmeister. That's his handle on Twitter. Loser. Okay, Fleissmeister. That's some handle, bro. Your show does not pay Kelly Ripa's salary. Also, we don't attack successful women on our network, and men certainly cannot take credit for their success. Don't get me started on your show because I'm a savage. And then she hashtags Bachelor So White. Because it's been criticized because they don't have any people of color on The Bachelor ever. And it's pretty rotten. Anyway, if Ellen Pompeo is not on your side, I would be nervous.
Dangerous.
She's tough and awesome.
Yeah, because she lived on the Revere Line.
Well, that explains it.
All right,
thank
and finally,
you
I just want to mention, if you're doing nothing this weekend, like not watching any sports or watching Game of Thrones, you have to watch Netflix's Wine Country. It's the Amy Poehler movie about she and her friends take a trip to Napa. And it's with Maya Rudolph and all these other people. And it is
Fall
awesome.
Down funny.
Oh, it's great. It's just, I want to watch it again. It's not as raunchy as Girls Trip, which is one of my favorite movies, but it'll do.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. And more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, you can feel the excitement in the air because it's Friday, and be even more important than that, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds right here at WROR. We have a player on the line with us this morning who's a nanny from Gloucester, Massachusetts named Lauren McNair. So good morning, Lauren, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program.
Good morning.
We are overrun with Lauren's here.
Okay, Lauren, I'm Lauren, and this is Lauren over here. So,
good morning.
Are you feeling good about this morning?
Yeah, I'm actually really nervous.
Don't be nervous. You'll do fine. It's just a smattering of useless knowledge.
Don't worry.
Big deal.
Most people fail at this.
Right, that's right.
LBF always asks the easiest questions, though, on Fridays.
That's true. Oh. She loves Fridays because she, you know, we want you to win the $1,000.
I do. I really
do. We really want you to win this. Now, there are going to be 10 questions. You're going to have 60 seconds to answer them. Take your time. If you come across a question and think, I'm not really positive, you can say, okay, pass, but don't pass on too many because you've got to beat the buzzer. You can come back and pick it up. Okay, you ready
to do
this?
If you don't, if you're not sure, just pass. Because some people are not sure, and then they give an answer, and then balk, and it's too confusing. Just pass.
We'll just slow you down, okay? Okay, you ready to play? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Go.
Spell dog.
What?
Spell dog.
D-O-G.
The Emmy Awards honor excellence in what industry?
Movies.
Ellen Pompeo.
Cinema.
Ellen Pompeo plays what character on Grey's Anatomy?
Meredith.
How many United States are there?
51.
True or false?
50.
Which one?
50.
True or false? The Beatles song Dear Prudence is about Mia Farrow's sister.
False.
What fruit is normally squeezed into a margarita?
Lemon.
What planet is tilted on its axis more than any other?
Earth.
What is the name of the instrument used for listening to the heart?
The stethoscope.
Tom Colicchio is a judge on this TV show.
Pass.
What is the Aloha State?
Okay. We got you down for four correct. You missed a few and you passed on a couple, so we'll bring you up to speed on everything here.
Okay. The Emmy Awards honor excellence in the TV industry.
Television.
You got 50 United States. That's good. All right.
Eventually.
She was thinking Puerto Rico's close.
That's right. Yeah, okay.
The Beatles song Dear Prudence is about Mia Farrow's sister. That's true. This is when they were doing that transcendental stuff. The fruit that's normally squeezed into a margarita, I'm going to give you a pass on this because you're young, but it's usually a lime.
Yeah, and I had one last night. I should know.
It's like I know. I should have known.
I really like you.
I had six of those last night.
I bet you know what the liquor is.
Oh, my God. All right, the planet that's tilted on its axis more than any other is Uranus. And okay.
The reason I did that question is because
I wanted to say Uranus on the radio because I'm 12.
Make everyone giggle.
Tom Colicchio is a judge on Top Chef. And the last question, did we get to it? The Aloha State is Hawaii.
Yep, the 51st state.
The 51st state.
Well, Lauren, you did a good job, and we have a consolation.
Okay,
a consolation
there's a lot
prize.
Of pressure, a lot of pressure on this. We got a consolation prize of a $100 gift certificate from Elizabeth Grady Salon.
See?
For more information on products and services, visit ElizabethGrady.com. Thank you very much for playing the game. Thank you very much for listening, and you have yourself a great day.
You know what? I thought you were a great speller, so congratulations.
Excellent. Good for you.
Have a great day. She's doing God's work, taking care of kids.
I know. Ooh.
After margaritas.
That's why
been
she drank
there,
the margaritas.
That.
Okay. Hey, you want to play the game? You got to sign up. Log on to WRR.com. You can win $1,000 from Century Bank.
We had to send them away for life plus 50 years.
Oh,
life
really?
Plus 50. Life plus 50.
Did you feel bad about that? Or?
Yeah, well, he was a really bad guy. And he did the wrong thing. I felt bad delivering. Like, I didn't have to deliver the verdict.
Right.
But he looks at the jury box when you do, and I kind of gave him a shrug. Like, I don't know. These people are nuts.
Grab the mint. That's the best thing.
In case he breaks out of something and comes looking for you.
I mean, but it was because now it's impossible to watch a show like Law & Order because, like, you did the real thing. You kill a... You can't. You're ruined for anything like that. You know.
Do they give you lunch? Like
you get lunch. You get lunch, and then like the deliberations took. You know, I think a day.
Oh.
But they will provide lunch for ever, like until it's a hung jury.
Oh, really?
So yes, I was like, I didn't have to. I was a mortgage broker in 2009 or 10. I was like, I don't have to go back to work ever. Like there's, I never have to go back to my job. Can we just stay here indefinitely?
Okay. Did you have one of those people like held out for the? No, I think he's innocent.
And well,
he's-
for lunch, I think it's just there's different, you know, levels of like trust in you because there are certain people that. Wanted to double and triple check everything, which is good, and you know,
you need those people.
You know, just his life is hanging out the balance. You know?
I'm one of those guys who just kind of throws it at the wall, and so I didn't need to go through every particular piece of evidence.
I'm just curious. So, yeah. All right, so you're a mortgage guy on a jury, and after that you go, you know what? I think I'm going to get into comedy.
Yeah, well, the mortgage industry had imploded, and they wouldn't let me on another jury. I was... I would have just...
The Lauren and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Tim Dillon. That's the name of the man who's going to make you laugh tonight at LaughBoston.com. Just go over there. It's in the Seaboard District. Great place to see a show. Tim's back with us, and it's great to have you back on the show again this morning, Tim.
Thank you so much.
Just talking about how Tim will not be your counselor tonight. He will not be your shrink or anything like that. He's just there to make you laugh, right, Tim?
Just there to make you laugh. You know, you now as a comedian, like, you'll go to try to pitch like a show, and people are like, well, what are we going to learn from this? And I'm like, oh, nothing. Literally, you'll learn nothing from it. And will it teach a lesson? I hope not. I really hope it doesn't. I hope it's just funny, and that then you move on and you go learn lessons from, I don't know, your religious leader or
qualified people,
therapist, or
maybe a teacher.
In a dream. I don't know. But certainly not from my 22-minute, you know, show. You know,
do you invite any of the paying customers, like, for a drink after or anything like that? If anybody,
I don't really drink. I drank for a long time, and I had to stop drinking.
I'm sorry, I brought that
7 years ago. No, I will relapse after the show. Now I appreciate it. Imagine if that's all it took. Wouldn't that be great? I was like, well, you know, someone brought it up. So I guess I'll have to go out and throw my life away now.
If only there was a show with some lesson that could help you.
But, you know, maybe we'll, like, late night Bova's Bakery or something.
Oh, yeah.
How you talking?
Yeah. Okay. Laura Severs, who's a very funny comic who's on the show tonight, brings Bova's stuff, which is amazing. She's an amazing woman. And she'll bring, like, their ricotta pie or, like, you know, a chocolate bomb, you know. And there's nothing that says success after a good show than eating a piece of cheesecake alone in the green room. And then the manager of the club going, "We're closing." And they're like, "Oh,
you have to get out of here."
Thank you. Yeah. So, there's a lot of comics that are, you know, will invite, like, everyone goes to a bar. Like, Jeff Dye's really these good looking comics.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
20 women follow him to a bar, and there's, like, a big party. That's not the after show I have planned. But, you know, we'll have fun. It'll be good. It's all about the show, you know, not the after.
Not
the after party.
The club is right there in the hotel.
It's right there in the hotel.
So they can, you know, when they kick you out, you can actually go to your room.
I got in last night at midnight, and I sat down, and the kitchen was still open, and I was eating, like, a bowl of chowder. And there was all these drunk business guys that were upset about whatever, and they're eating chowder. And I'm like, this is an interesting food to just eat at midnight hammered, you know? It doesn't lend itself. It's just like a weird gloppy, just eating this. You feel disgusting. I was laying in bed last night, and I was like going like, oh, I'm going to die. Like, you don't eat this and then just lay down. This is a problem. But
I love that they serve it at Fenway Park.
Yeah, it's
especially
wild.
In, like, in August when it's like 100 degrees. Like, I'd like a nice cup of chowder, please.
Steaming hot, please.
Yeah, people love it.
Weird. People like to steal the crackers. That's what it is. They give you the whole thing.
Those oyster rats are killer. Yeah. They're very good. Yeah. My mother used to put them in her pocketbook at restaurants. We would go out to restaurants, and she'd get a bunch of those crackers and then put them in her bag. Yeah. To leave.
So. Is that wrong?
No one ever buys them.
No.
It is absolutely wrong.
It is?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it was like her policy. It didn't just happen. You knew it was going to happen. And, you know, that was not the move. You know, this is also a woman who collected McDonald's toys, and we would have to go through the drive-thru 4 or 5 times to get every toy that she wanted. And then she would put them in, like, shoeboxes, organized them, and then she goes, I'm going to sell them later, and you're going to go to college. And guess what? Neither one of those things happened. So,
Tim, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Pleasure to see you again.
Thank you, guys.
Whenever you're in town, please come in.
You're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Boston. You got a show tonight, got 2 shows tomorrow night. It's a great show. Tim Dillon,
thank you guys.
For being here.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Have a great day today, okay? 105.7 WRR. Good morning, Lorne and Wally.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
The Bruins are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
Four-game sweep of the Hurricanes.
How long do we have to wait till they play?
What is it,
again?
Like
well,
eight,
this
nine,
is only game four
now.
Tonight, yeah. So you might have to wait almost another week.
Wow.
Four,
yay.
Five, six, seven, if it goes seven games. Bruins might not play again for 10 days.
Oh,
so
my
that could
God.
Happen.
That's exciting,
but you know, but they needed the rest.
It's like the rain,
yeah,
they needed the rest.
They needed the rain. Okay. And speaking of the rain, that's the other thing we got to tell you about. The rain. We're going to be kind of rainy through the day today, but then tomorrow's going to be a pretty decent.
It's going to be the best day tomorrow.
Okay, no rain in the forecast. It's going to be around 70 degrees. It'll be a mixture of sun and cloud. You know, yesterday turned out pretty good.
I bought all new begonias. I want to kill them all.
What a
sure.
coincidence. I did, too.
You did?
I'm doing begonia planting this weekend.
Really? Where did you get your begonias?
I got my begonias at Home Depot.
I got my begonias at Costco.
You guys know you're talking on the radio about begonias, right?
Your begonias.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And get a load of this.
Hey, I'm Lauren, not saying begonia.
It's hey, fun to say. I'll give you
how
that.
How big are your begonias?
My begonias are huge. And by now, Monday, you could be baking your begonias because it's going to be 80 degrees on
if
Monday.
If you ask LBF about our begonias, nope. We have to go to HR.
That's why I asked Lauren.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. Okay. So anyway, have a great weekend. Take care of your begonias.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.